Previously, Deb Barm told us how she lived the winter blizzard of 1975, a blizzard with a record of the hardest to hit Omaha. This blizzard paralyzed the logistics of the city for several days. Barm was stuck at the hospital where she worked for 3 days until she was able to get home in the middle of piles of the snow left in the streets. Barm felt no harm at any time during this blizzard. 4 months later, in May, a devastating tornado made landfall, damaging the city hard. Barm was also in Omaha at the time.
I was on the periphery of it because, again, I was living in the same house I was during the blizzard.
Over 3 days, an outbreak of 36 tornadoes struck the Midwest and Southern United States, ending in Louisiana. South Dakota, Iowa, Texas, and Mississippi were also struck by several tornadoes. The tornado that made landfall in Omaha passed distant from where Barm lived, but very close to an area known to her.
The tornado was going through area I was very familiar with. In fact, my mom still lived in that area.
Barm's brother and sister were driving home.
Knowing that there's a tornado bearing down on them, they did make it. But my mom, I said, you can't get in the basement. Go in your bathroom. Well, you know, in typical Nebraskan style. No, she stands in front of her sliding glass doors looking at it, on the phone with me the whole time, landline, giving me a report of what she's seeing. You know, she's seeing all sorts of debris flying in the air, wood, just everything, dirt. It was just, I'm like, you need to get away from the window.
Barm's childhood home was standing after the tornado, but some neighbors only a block away lost their homes.
You could just see where it went through and onto Calvary Cemetery there off of Center and Bergen Mercy. I think it grazed the old Blue Cross and Blue Shield building, and then it went up 72nd up towards Western and Creighton Prep.
The tornado left too much destruction on its wake and claimed the lives of 3 Omahans. The F4 category tornado also injured 133 people. Fortunately for Barm, neither the January blizzard nor the May tornado of 1975 prevent her from working as nurse and in the medical field for 50 years. With KBNO News, I am Gabriel Escalera.